Joe, I hope you're doing well, sir. Welcome into the game.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege and honor, and it's exciting for me to be here and talking with you, too.
Absolutely. You know, Alabama football, could you imagine, I can only imagine what your spirits are like with the recent success here in Tuscaloosa.
Well, like most of the Crimson Tide fans, man, we have the tradition. We want to win, and two things in life I've learned. We never get tired of good health or coming out ahead. And by golly, we've got a lot of pride in our Crimson Tide and the university to start with, of course.
Coach, and I called you Coach, I'm sorry, Coach Stallings just finished up, and he said a big hello to you. Leroy Jordan on yesterday, he said a big hello to you. He said he blocked for you many a days, Joe.
Leroy
was on yesterday, yes, sir.
I know, and he did block. He was an offensive center, too. You know, he played both ways. We did play both ways from time to time because you could only substitute two players. But Leroy was so good on defense, and we had a center in my class also, Galen McCullough, Dr. McCullough, who turned out to be a great offensive player. Now, you mentioned Coach Stallings. Boy, I love him. He's a unique man, unique personality, and he was my first defensive back coach here at the university. And, man, it was... Well, it's kind of like Coach Bryant. It was his way or the highway, boy. And when you talk with him, you know that deep voice of his, boy. He was, you know, come here. You know what you did. And he's just beautiful. So thanks for bringing those guys up. You bring back a lot of memories just with the mention of their name.
Well, I want to travel down some roads for a couple of minutes. Right now, Joe Namath is inside the game. Our first visit with Joe Willie Namath, and as the Alabama folks love to call him Joe Willie Namath, and no doubt we're proud to have him and honored to be a part of our program tonight. Joe, as I go back, you've created something pretty unique. But now Tuscaloosa folks, especially the older generation, know that you've always been somewhat of a good cook. You've had some good restaurant businesses here. But I understand one of your great friends told me this yesterday. You've created something pretty unique with this new Joe Namath stove. Can you tell us more?
Well, you bet. Well, actually, we did. It's the name is Cooker, and my cousin is a chef, and we were talking a couple of years ago about cooking out and how much tailgating is done around the country and even cooking in the backyard. So we came up with a cooker that is uniquely different in that the temperature, you can get it up to 1,400 degrees. And the heat source comes from the top through ceramic brick. So when the juices get seared in with that high heat, you have a great tasting meal, whether it be meat or the fowl or the fish. And whatever the juices that do have a tendency to trip now and then, what that does drip, it doesn't cause any flare-up because there aren't any coals on the bottom. You don't have any smoke issues, and you're not putting the flame out all the time. And of course, if you like to go tailgating or out camping or whatever, it weighs 39 pounds. It comes in two pieces, and it's stainless steel. So, man, we're proud of it, and we do have a line of steaks to go along with it. But one of the most, I guess one of the best things about it is it's made in America.
Oh, wow, absolutely.
We make it in Ohio and Stark County, and we're very proud of the fact that it's U.S. made, yeah.
Joe Namath, right now inside the game. Joe, you're going to be honored this weekend at the University of Alabama. It's going to be halftime, and I think it goes back to something that you promised your mother. Will you elaborate more on that?
Well, that was about graduating, finishing college, and I did not want to go to school when I was a senior in high school. I wanted to play baseball. I had some opportunities to sign with the four Major League Baseball teams, and the bonus sounded great to me. You know, I'm 18 years old. Anyway, my mother wanted me to go to college, so it was at a time that you did listen to your parents. I had three older brothers and an older sister, and I remember Brother Bob hitting the table at the meeting with his sister. He said, "That's it, you go to college." So I was so lucky to find Coach Bryant and the Alabama family. I didn't plan this. I was pointed in the right direction. I was taken by the arm, by the hand, by Howard Schnellenberger, who turned into a great coach in his own behalf, winning a national championship. But at the time, Coach Howard Schnellenberger was an assistant with Coach Bryant's staff. And he came up to Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, and in a matter of a few hours, talking to my mother, she went upstairs and packed me a little suitcase, came back down and handed me the suitcase and gave me a $5 bill and kissed me and said, "Now, honey, you go ahead and you study and graduate." Coach Schnellenberger took me and brought me down here to Tuscaloosa. And it was I'm thankful for that taking place to this day. I'm thankful to be a part of the Alabama family.
We're no doubt one of the most recognizable names in all of sports. Joe Namath right now inside the game. And Howard Schnellenberger is actually on our show every Thursday night. He breaks down college football, and we do spend a lot of time talking about Joe Namath. Joe, I'd like to go back. Your first impression of Coach Bryant when you first met the legendary coach.
Well, my first impression was he was a big man. He was like 6'5". You know, and at that time, he was in his 40s. He was pretty virile and a big man, and I was a little confused because I couldn't understand the Southern dialect, you know, the accent, the dialect. I had a very difficult time understanding him, but that was no excuse. I learned to do it his way no matter what. And I learned the respect and the love that the guys around me had for him was infectious. And I learned he deserved that respect and that love because he was doing everything he could to make sure that his young men, his players, the people around him did everything they could to be able to live life in the right way. He taught us more than the football game. He taught us a lot about the life game, the big game. That's life. And to this day, things will come up, and I think of Coach Bryant and what he said, and they still apply to this day. Little things like, if you think you can't, you won't.
You know? Wow.
Yeah. And one time we were leaving, our sophomore year, we were leaving the hotel in Birmingham and walking with Coach Moore, Mal Moore, and Jack Hurlbut, and Buddy French, and Carlton Rank, and the other four quarterbacks, and myself. And Coach Bryant said, "Joe, you got the plan?" I said, "Yes, sir, I think so." He said, "You think so? Well, son, he's in the barn. You're supposed to know." And from that day on, you know, he scared me half to death. I made sure that I knew my plan, a lesson. Whatever the job was in front of me, I knew to be able to do my best. I owed it to my team or to my group and to myself to feel like I knew what I was supposed to do. It wasn't, "I think so." "I know so." Yeah. He taught us all a lot of lessons, and anyone that's been a part of Coach Bryant's life and been touched by him learned to respect and love him. You wanted to please him.
Right now, we're talking with Joe Namath. He's inside the game here on the new Tide 99.1 in Tuscaloosa. We're talking with him, and it's very honored to visit with him. I go back to Coach Bryant, and right now we're celebrating the 100th centennial celebration of Coach Bryant throughout the year. But, you know, you have to always go back. There's a great man. There's always a great lady behind him. You had a very unique bond with Mrs. Bryant. Can you talk about her for a minute?
Yes, I can. And it wasn't just me that had a unique bond or friendship. She looked after a whole lot of the ball players. I mean, she was a mother away from home. And unbeknownst to me, when I did come down here, Mrs. Bryant, Mary Harmon Bryant, and Coach Bryant had already had two ball players at Kentucky that were from Western Pennsylvania. And so they knew more about me and where I came from than I ever thought. One of them was George Blanda, who turned into Well, he was a great man, a great player in professional football, as well as a Kentucky, and Vito Babe Parilli, who is also a great player. So she looked after me. She was nice to all of us. It wasn't just to me, but because I stepped out of line, made a mistake, and she looked after me through the hard times, too, you see, and made me feel at home when I was, as Coach Bryant would say, lower in a snake's belly. That's how I was feeling, lower in a snake's belly. And that's pretty low at the time. Well, she was able to help me out like she did for so many players. She was wonderful.